ABC Radio Australia.
Surfers wanting to catch a wave in Fiji could soon have to pay for the privilege as the government moves to repeal a unique law that opened access to tourists and locals alike. Back in 2010, the surfing decree removed the exclusive access rights of foreign-owned resorts to famous waves like Cloudbreak, so anyone could surf anywhere they liked. But it also removed the rights of traditional owners over the marine areas and surfing hotspots and their ability to generate income for them. The government says that it's unfair, though what exactly will replace the decree remains unclear, as Liam Fox reports.
Fiji's surfing decree is a rare thing. It's one of the few laws enforced on the country during a dark period of military dictatorship that appears to have had a lasting positive impact.
We lobbied and we opened the waves in 2010, and surfers from all over the world. It was historic. People flew in. People all were celebrating.
Ian Revolvo Mula is one of Fiji's surfing pioneers. 30 years ago, he was one of the first kids to carry a board under his arm around the tourist town of Nandi. Back then, locals couldn't surf internationally renowned waves like Cloudbreak. Most tourists couldn't either.
We as locals couldn't surf, and we were treated as second-class citizens in our own country. And I mean, who would like a situation that we're in where you can't even surf your own waves?
That's because foreign-owned resorts held exclusive access rights to waves like Cloudbreak, so you had to be a guest to surf them. In 2010, the surf decree changed all that. It prohibited exclusive access rights so anyone could surf any wave in the country without having to pay a fee or get a permit. Even critics of the then government acknowledged it helped turn Fiji into a premier surf tourism location. Ian Revolvo Mula says it also helped develop the sport of surfing in the country.
It allowed us to start surfing locals, local businesses to start flourishing. I mean, ever since we've opened, there's been an explosion of local surf businesses and local surfers surfing. It's incredible. That's why we got all these young up-and-coming stars now, because they're able to surf the best, you know, some of the best waves in the world.
But while some locals got in on surfing-related businesses, the indigenous owners of the coastlines and seas where people were surfing could only look on as others profited. The decree removed their rights to control access to their resources. It also banned other activities from surfing areas, like fishing. The tourism minister, Bill Gavoka, says that's unfair.
No one was allowed to receive any compensation. So it denied the resource owners huge opportunities to make something out of their resources.
He says a long-foreshadowed bill to revoke and replace the surfing decree will go to Parliament next week. What exactly will replace it, though, remains unclear.
In place will be a structure that is designed to A, liberalize access to all the marine areas, and B, to ensure that the resource owners are compensated for the use of their marine areas.
Has that structure been determined yet, or is that to be developed after the legislation is in place?
It will come into Parliament next week, and it will go through the normal process with the bills. You know, it will go out to committees to hear the views of the citizenry. But the fundamentally, the huge part of the equation is that when you access the marine areas, you compensate the resource owners.
How will that work? Will resource owners be able to set their own costs or set their own rates per visit? How do you think it'll work?
No, it'll be through dialogue across the board. No one will be charging anything that is out of line.
The change and lack of concrete information on what comes next is causing some concern. No one from the Fiji Surfing Association or the Fiji Hotels and Tourism Association wanted to comment, with both groups saying they don't have enough information and they're waiting to see the new law when it's tabled in Parliament. Ian Revolvo Mula has a foot in both camps. He's a surfer who runs a surf-related business, and he has indigenous Fijian ancestry.
Our people haven't been fairly been compensated. That's been their fishing grounds. Surfers come in, they chase away the fish, they have no fish to eat. They need to be compensated. They destroy the reefs. They need to be compensated.
When the public consultations begin, Ian says he'll be floating a proposal for a way forward, a maritime version of national parks.
Having an ocean park where it's a user pay, and that money goes back into lifeguards, security, village, reef protection, making sure that, you know, the ocean and the people are looked after and it's sustainable. And it could be a great, great model for the rest of the world.